Clarence Sports, Talkative Jones, Fantasy Sports, Episode 17, Season Finale. It's a wrap. That fast, it's gone. You know, it's like the season just started yesterday. It's like the season was just yesterday, and here I am wrapping it up for Season 1 of Clarence Sports, Talkative Jones, Fantasy Sports, and damn, you know, let's get into it. You know, I hate for it to be the finale, but it was fun. I got a lot of support from a lot of my listeners and downloaders and supporters. So thank you, everyone, for supporting Clarence Sports Talkative Jones Fantasy Sports, as well as my podcast, Clarence Sports Talkative Jones. Clarence Sports Talkative Jones Fantasy Sports was something new that I wanted to deliver to you this year, and you know, and I felt good about it. I wanted to bring, you know, something else to the table as far as my league, CFFL, Clarence Fantasy Football League, and I want to make it about a podcast, and you know, and it was fun. So thank you again, and I'm looking forward to getting Season 2 started in the future, you know, in the future of next year's football season, okay? All right, hope all is well with you. I'm okay, other than I don't have a bowl victory. I don't have a bowl victory. And by the way, I hope you had a Merry Christmas as well. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Hope your Christmas was well. Hope you got everything you wanted and had an opportunity to spend time with your loved ones, family, and friends. Hope everything went great. All smiles and joy. And, you know, I hope everything went great. Okay. But back to what I was saying, no bowl game. I lost the Music City Bowl to Rail last week, well, a week ago, and I lost the Citrus, I think it's the Citrus or Citrus Cheez-It Bowl to John. So I'm finishing the season with no bowl victories. This is terrible. I mean, I'm the commissioner. I mean, shouldn't I have something? I don't have anything to show for Season 8. No, not one bowl game winner. No two. I mean, there's some owners in my league is two-time bowl winners. There's some owners have one bowl victory. I have no bowls victories at all. So it just, it's going to be a tough, disturbing, stressful, miserable offseason for me. All right. I lost to John in the Citrus Cheez-It Bowl. I hope I've seen that correctly. Citrus or Citrus Cheez-It Bowl, 94 to 80. Yes, 94 to 80. All I got was 80 freaking points, ladies and gentlemen, in the Citrus Cheez-It Bowl, Citrus Cheez-It Bowl. All I got was 80 points. Embarrassing at its finest. I'm itching. I'm ready. I cannot wait for Season 9. I'm so ready to get back started with fantasy football because I end this on a terrible note. Didn't win not one bowl game. Okay, Music City Bowl. I lost the Music City Bowl. I lost the Cypress Cheesy Bowl. This is just, it's terrible. Okay? Like I said, embarrassing at its finest. And the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce, they struggle, you know, too much this season. I mean, for fantasy purposes, the last 5 to 6, 7 weeks, they were terrible. You know, they were terrible and they hurted me. You know, I guess I have Mahomes and Kelce, and you see the Chiefs struggle. They're not playing well at all. But for the past, like I say, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, Kansas City hasn't been playing well. You know, so as much it affects reality football and real Chiefs fans, it affects us fantasy football owners as well, especially if we have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on our roster. You know, we hurting right now. You know, they hurt our season, right? I know they hurt mine. You know, I just thought Show Mahomes and Kelce together was going to do some big fantasy numbers this past week against the Raiders. Ladies and gentlemen, was I wrong? Terrible. They hurted me bad the last 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks. I mean bad. Terrible. You know? Taysom Hill, 0 points, ladies and gentlemen. 0 points. Remember how I was bragging you about Taysom Hill a few weeks ago? What? That was a regret. 0 points last week? Ugh. Devontae Adams, one of my best receivers on my fantasy team, only got me 1 point. 1 point. There was no way I was winning the Citrus or Citrus Cheez-It Bowl, right? There was no way I was going to win this bowl game. No way. You know? 1 point? DeAndre Hopkins got me 4 points. Alvin Kamara, 7 points. Kelce, 9 points. And Mahomes, 17 points. Yes, I ended up getting 80 points this week, but it was just embarrassing. 80 points was my lowest score all season long. I've always gotten more than 80 points. Whew. My highest performer, believe it or not, was the New York Jets defense. Okay? They got me 26 points. That was my highest performer? The New York Jets defense? Not Patrick Mahomes. Not Travis Kelce. Not Alvin Kamara. Whew. Like I said, embarrassing at its finest. Okay? And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. I don't know if your season over with or is your season still going. But you ever take a look at your bench and realize, damn, just seeing how much points you left on that bench? When I took a look at my bench on Christmas night, Tuesday morning, I could not believe my eyes. I left a lot of points on the bench. Had no idea. Okay. Had no idea Zay Flowers was going to show up. 22 points. Tyler Lockett, 16 points. Are you ready for this one? This is the big shocker because he hadn't done nothing. I mean, I'm talking about almost the whole season other than the, what, first four or five, maybe six seasons? Well, six games heading into the season. Okay, so the first four or five, six games, this player was okay. He was tearing it up. But the last 7, 8, week 9, week 10, week 11, week 12, and on and on and on, this player didn't did anything. He was injured, and when they wasn't injured, they just wasn't doing anything. Ready for this? Damian Pierce from the Houston Texans, 25 points on the bench. Is that my fault? Nah, come on. Pierce wasn't doing nothing the whole season and got 25 points. Ooh, I don't know what to think. And Matthew Stafford, I was, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I was hesitant. I was going back and forth because Mahomes and Kelce weren't looking good. And some keep telling me they're going to ball out against the Raiders. They're going to make up for all this terrible football they've been playing. But I really wanted to start Matthew Stafford this past Thursday night against, who did they play? New Orleans, yeah. I was right there. I was going to put Stafford in, but I said, you know what? I think this is the week right here. Chiefs, Raiders, Kelce and Mahomes going to tear it up. Matthew Stafford scored 30 points. 30 points, and I left him on the bench because I'm so sold on this Mahomes and Kelce 1-2 punch. Meatball and spaghetti, peanut butter and jelly, that chemistry, however you want to name call it, it hurted me these past 5, 6, 7 weeks of the season. So just looking at my bench, I was just pissed like, why? Damn. It hurts my soul even thinking about it, okay? It hurts my soul to think about it, all right? So now we're in the offseason, okay? CFFL, our season is done. All the bowl games are done. Super Bowl is done. We get into that in a few. And now it's the offseason, okay? It's the offseason. And I'm going to take a look at my roster, okay? It's time for a huge, long, deep thought evaluation, ladies and gentlemen. Especially if you're in a keeper league like me. My league is a keeper, which means we control who we drop and who we add in draft. There's no every year shuffle players and you get new, you know, new team players. No. It's a keeper league. You can keep all 18 of your players, or you can drop all 18, or you can keep 5 out of the 18, however you want to do it. So this offseason, I'm going to really be locked in, and I'm going to make some tough decisions because I can't no longer let the players' names stop me from dropping them or stop me from benching them. That was my problem the whole season, ladies and gentlemen. I hear a name, a Mahomes, a Kelce, a Dalvin Cook, a DeAndre Hop, a Tyler Lockett, and the list goes on. I'm thinking, I got to start, though, because of their name and what they've done in the past. I'm sorry. What I've learned is fantasy football is a what have you done for me lately type league. It ain't about what you did 5 years ago, 4 years ago, or even 3 years ago. It's about what have you done for me lately. Okay? If I didn't learn nothing the whole entire season here for season 8, that's what the hell I learned. Fantasy football season moving forward for me and my league starting season 9, when I'm evaluating my roster, when I'm drafting and cutting players and adding players, it's going to be what have you done for me lately. I don't give a damn what you done last year or 2 or 3 years ago. I don't give a damn because I am sitting in a frustrated, disappointing phrase right now. I'm disappointed, okay? I'm in a bad, terrible feeling position, however you want to call it, scenario, because I have nothing to show for season 8. I started the season off 5-1. 5-0. I saw the season off 5-0. Got eliminated in the first round of playoffs. Went to the bowl championship series and lost 2 bowls. I have nothing to show. So I'm no longer going by the player's name no more. Forget that crap. Okay? So like I said, I'm going to look at my roster this offseason and I will be evaluated. This won't be a deep thought. It's going to be like, damn, Clarence, for real? You cut that player? Yeah. You know? And let me give you a rundown of my roster again, okay? Like I say, it's going to soon be, like I said, I'm not doing it now because we have until June 18th of 2024 to figure out who we're going to keep and who we're going to cut going into season 9. But I can bet you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be shocked as hell when I finally get my keeper list together and who I'm keeping and who I'm not keeping. You're going to be shocked as hell, but I'm warning you now. Okay, let me get a rundown of my roster again, all right? Patrick Mahomes, David Montgomery, Alvin Kamara, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Taysom Hill, New York Jets defense special teams, Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker, Zay Flowers, Tyler Lockett, Elijah Moore. Speaking of Elijah Moore, I didn't even use him all season. I'm serious. He didn't start one time for me. Why? I couldn't tell you. Like I said, I let these names fool me. These Devontae Adams and DeAndre Hopkins and Tyler Lockett. I let those names, you know, based on what they did in the past, mess me all up. But I'm serious. I did not start Elijah Moore the entire CFFL season. And I hate that because I had him on my roster and I never put him in. That bothers me. Okay. I have Damian Pierce, Dalvin Cook. Oh my God. What in the hell happened? It took Dalvin Cook a while to get signed to a team. And when he finally got signed to a team, especially if you own Dalvin Cook on your team, you just thought it was going to be a blast, right? And this was before Aaron Rodgers got injured. Oh, I was thinking, oh, this is going to work. You got Aaron Rodgers on the center. Then you got Dalvin Cook behind Aaron Rodgers. That's going to be a lot of fantasy points. But all things went down the drain once Aaron Rodgers got injured. It was like the Jets say, you know what, Dalvin Cook? Sit your you-know-what on this bench. We'll call you when we need you. You know, like in a nice way. Almost like, hey, man, have a seat. We'll call you when we need you. But how I look at it as a fantasy owner is like, they were like, you know what? Sit your you-know-what down. We'll call you when we need you. Because they didn't really use Dalvin Cook. I mean, Breece Hall ran the show. All right? And I'm just like, and I kept Cook on my roster every week because I'm thinking, okay, they didn't start him this week. Maybe they're going to start him next week. And this is like a pattern. Hey, they didn't start him this week, so they're going to start him next week. And they never really fully gave him enough touches to get it going. So he was a waste spot on my roster, believe it or not. Getting Dalvin Cook in the trade. I trade Dalvin Cook during the offseason of last year. I trade him thinking that this is going to, I trade for Dalvin Cook. Okay, I traded for him this past offseason, thinking it was going to do me well. Waste of a roster spot. Even though I didn't play Elijah Moore, he was a waste of a Rodgers, you know, a roster spot. He was a waste of a roster spot as well because I didn't use him. I didn't use Dalvin Cook because, you know, it just, Jets didn't play him, you know, and I was just so solo on the current receivers I had. I didn't thought I needed Elijah Moore, but, oh, this was a waste. Kareem Hunt, I just thought, sure, he was going to get going. Once the Browns signed him, when Nick Chubb got injured, I was like, okay, Kareem Hunt is going to be balling. Ladies and gentlemen, I was wrong about that. He didn't ball out for real. I mean, he got some touches. Don't get me wrong. He got double-digit points here and there, but nothing outstanding. Make you be like, you know what, Kareem Hunt is going to ball out every week. So, waste of an ad to me. I mean, I thought Kareem Hunt was somebody that was going to help me out, but the Browns had other plans, you know. Zach Charbonnet, is it Zach Charbonnet, Charbonnet from the Seattle Seahawks? He was actually my first draft pick in last year's draft. I picked him first. Seattle didn't really use him like that, but when they did use him, when they back got, I forgot the back name, is it Kenneth something, I think. But when the main back got hurt for Seattle, Seattle used Zach Charbonnet for 2-3 weeks. They've been using him 4 weeks, and he was doing pretty good. But once they, you know, they running back got back from the injury, Zach Charbonnet went to just, you know, maybe a third down back here and there. They put him in, but so, you know, he was a rookie, so I wasn't expecting Seattle to give him the keys and let him do his thing just yet. Maybe next year. You know, we'll see about, you know, I don't know, maybe. Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth. Is it Freiermuth? He was injured majority of the season. When he came back, he think he had one game when he balled out. And after that, you know, it just was like basic. You know, either he got a little bit of points, not really enough, but he wasn't really a big fantasy point score. And Matthew Stafford, you know, that's somebody that I actually traded for. No, I traded him to get Mahomes. This was like 2 or 3 seasons ago. Yeah, 2 seasons ago. So 2 years ago, during the offseason, I made a trade with an owner in my league, my cousin Charles. I traded Matthew Stafford for Patrick Mahomes. And this is right when Mahomes only had Kelce. He had, you know, because Tyreek had left. So we made a trade because my cousin at the time, he thought, man, I'm pretty sure he still probably think that. He thought that Mahomes was going to slip. He thought Mahomes wasn't going to have a good season because Tyreek wasn't in no more. So I gave him Stafford for Mahomes. But like I said, I ended up getting 2 years later, which is crazy. I was on the waiver wire and I seen Matthew Stafford was available and I got him. So he's my backup quarterback, which should be my starter. Okay, to be real with you, he should be my starter. But Matthew Stafford is my